익숙한 명작 읽기.
Peter Pan. Chapter 1. At Home. All children except one grow up. They begin to know it after they are two. And that was when Wendy Darling began to know it. The Darlings lived in London at number 14. Wendy was the oldest. Then came John and little Michael. The children had a nurse. Their nurse was a big dog named Nana. Nana's doghouse was near the children's room. When the children cried, she would always wake up. Nana was a treasure. Mrs. Darling didn't know what she would do without her. The Darlings were a happy family. That was until Peter Pan came. One evening, Mrs. Darling tucked the children into bed. Then she sat by the fire to sew. Soon she fell asleep. She had very strange dreams. She dreamed about Neverland. Suddenly, the window blew open. There was a boy dressed in a suit of leaves. He dropped to the floor like a cat. A strange small light flew beside him. She woke up suddenly and looked around her room. She saw the boy from her dreams and screamed. It was Peter Pan. Down the hall, Nana heard the scream. She ran into the room and tried to jump on Peter, but he was too quick. The dog could only catch his shadow. Nana held Peter's shadow in her mouth. Peter got away. He jumped out of the window. Mrs. Darling screamed again. She thought the boy had fallen out of the window. She ran down to the street. He was not there. She looked up into the sky. He wasn't there either. She only saw a flash of light. It looked like a shooting star. Mrs. Darling looked carefully at Nana's mouth.
"What's this?"
she asked.
"It looks like the boy's shadow. Well, he needs his shadow. He'll come back for this. I'll put it in my dresser drawer."
Mrs. Darling folded up Peter's shadow. Then she went to sleep. A few nights later, Mr. and Mrs. Darling were getting ready for a party. They dressed up in their best clothes. They were in a hurry to get to the party. They forgot to open the door of the children's room for Nana. She was left outside, and the children were asleep. The smallest star in the sky yelled,
"No! Go, Peter!"
A twinkling light flew into the children's room. It was a tiny fairy called Tinkerbell. Then the window blew open. Peter Pan dropped to the floor.
"Tink,"
he whispered,
"do you know where they put my shadow?"
"In the chest of drawers,"
she said. Her voice sounded like small bells tinkling. Peter jumped toward the drawers. He dug through them. There was his shadow. Peter was annoyed with his shadow. He tried to stick it on with a bar of soap. That didn't work. Peter started to cry. The sound of his crying woke Wendy up.
"Boy," she said, "why are you crying? And what are you doing in my room? And who are you? And..."
"I'm Peter Pan. I'm crying because my shadow won't stick."
Wendy took out her needle and thread. She began to sew his shadow back on.
"You're so wonderful,"
said Peter.
"Thank you, Peter. I'd like to give you a kiss," said Wendy.
"So give it to me."
He opened up his hand. Wendy realized that Peter didn't know what a kiss was. She didn't want to hurt his feelings, so she gave him a thimble instead.
"I'd like to give you a kiss too."
Peter gave her an acorn.
"Thank you, Peter. I'll put your kiss on a chain and wear it around my neck."
Wendy looked at him carefully.
"How old are you, Peter?"
"I don't know. I ran away from home the day I was born."
"Really?"
asked Wendy.
"Why did you do that?"
"I heard my father and mother talking. They were talking about what I would be when I grew up. But I don't want to grow up, so I ran away."
"Where do you live now, Peter?" asked Wendy.
"I live with the Lost Boys in Neverland. The Lost Boys are children who fell out of their carriages." "Their mothers and fathers forgot about them. I am their captain."
"How wonderful! You must have lots of fun with them."
"Yes, I do. But we're very lonely. We don't have any mothers after all. I wish I had a mother. She could tell me bedtime stories."
"I know lots of stories," said Wendy.
Peter sat on the windowsill.
"Why don't you come with me then? You can tell me all of your stories."
Peter took Wendy by the hand.
"Come and fly away with me."
"Peter, I can't fly."
"I'll teach you. Come with me."
"Wait a minute, Peter."
She ran to get her brothers.
"Wake up! Wake up! Peter Pan has come! He's going to teach us how to fly!"
John and Michael woke up. Peter then threw some fairy dust on them.
"Wiggle your shoulders,"
he said. Soon, they were all flying.